album, The Podcast, was filmed before a live studio audience.
It's about to go down!
You can have turmoil or anything, you know, man.
Yep, smells like album, The Podcast, yeah. In here.
That smells like a candle.
Smells like a coffee candle in episode 11 of season 5 of Album, The Podcast.
The only podcast that exclusively has all three members of Album.
We're all here.
How you guys doing?
Oh, so good. Gosh darn.
Doing good. Drinking some tasty coffee. Just got done eating some pizza.
Yeah,
pizza.
Thanks, Winfield. Yeah. That was good stuff.
Don't mention.
Hand tossed. When we got here, Winfield was throwing it in the air and doing all these tricks and stuff. And
it got caught on the ceiling. I had to scrape it off.
Yeah. I had a paint chip in mind, but it was still good. Right.
No, it's good for
you. Yep, chicken bacon ranch, some pepperoni.
Yeah, it's good.
Pepperoni and cheese is my all-time favorite. Just
like basic, straight up.
Yeah, if you want to spice it up, you could put some hot sauce on it. You could put extra cheese or salt and pepper.
I do. You know? My standard is pepperoni and black olive. Yeah. I've probably said that on here before.
I don't know. I don't think we've ever talked about food or pizza.
No, we don't. We don't really ever talk about food. But
that is not a subject matter we broach very often on half of the podcast.
But we're here in the Winfield Podcastle, looking good, my friend, looking good.
Yep, all cleaned up. It's like after the New Year's, you must have just went on a.
You're not sleeping with the maid service anymore. No. That's why you get someone to actually clean the
dead,
place.
You know, she died
mysteriously.
Yeah, she's not coming in here and cleaning anymore. And I'm falling behind. There's cobwebs everywhere.
Yep.
I know. There's one. I don't want to.
Don't point that one out.
It's gone now.
Every time people walk in here, I'm like, don't look over in the, don't look too hard in any direction.
Keep your head on a constant swivel.
Keep your eyes moving. Hey, come on.
Yeah, don't be staring. Don't be looking too.
What are you looking at?
You're lingering. Your gaze is lingering. Why?
Yeah. What are you staring at? What?
No. Actually, no, yes, but anyway.
Well, I'm glad we're here because it's like 14 degrees outside.
It is 14. We couldn't have done this at home, at Josh's this week, no.
A little too cold outside today. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was telling the guys earlier, my power went out this morning.
Oh, boy.
So my temperature dropped about 20 degrees in the house, and it was just horrible.
What do you keep your temp at? 71.
It usually, it's probably like a solid 69 in the house at all times.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
Yep.
My house is kind of drafty, so it depends where you're standing, you know, that whole.
Yeah.
I think 68 to 70 is the perfect temperature.
My mother kept it at 65.
Yep. I could see that.
Yeah. That's kind of cold, yeah.
It's chilly.
It's chilly.
Yeah. That would be a little cold, but,
Los Lonely Boys.
What is this song?
Heaven by Los Lonely Boys.
I have heard this song, but why are we listening to this song?
I thought it would be on your summertime playlist, to be honest.
You know, it has that vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah. The Sugar Ray vibe.
Yeah, Sugar Ray, Len.
Los Sugar Rays.
Los Sugar Rays. We need a warm tropical beat.
Good thinking, Jason.
To thaw our icy hearts right now. You know?
Yep. I remember all you got to do is think of a Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
That's true.
And you get so overwhelmed with heat.
Okay, let me try. Oh my God, it works.
All right, can somebody please hold my shirt for a second? Okay, and then hold this shirt.
Okay.
All right, now I feel comfortable.
You needed to take those off because of all the heat you were generating.
Yeah.
Thinking about the spicy chicken.
So I just got to keep thinking about this spicy chicken.
Now you're looking like an island boy.
Let me take this outer layer of skin off here.
So our last episode was before Christmas, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So we haven't been on here since Christmas to talk about...
Whatever.
You know.
All our presents.
Yep. The... Is that from the album?
I love that album.
I do like that album.
Yeah. It opens with a really good song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I had a good Christmas. You guys?
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Solid.
Yeah. I had a solid Christmas.
Solid Christmas. Enough said.
Good New Year's, too.
Yep.
What the fuck did we do?
Zach's.
Oh, yeah. We were at Zach Daly's. Yeah, that was nice.
That was fun.
Where were you?
I stayed at home and played Mario Party and ate Chinese food.
Nice.
With the wife and the kid. And we had a pretty... Well, we still stayed up till 1.
Did she make it to midnight?
Oh, yeah. She didn't want to go to bed.
Wow.
Even she's a partier.
Wow. You know, party animal.
Yep, so it was good.
Crank and kiss all night long.
Crank and kiss all night long.
Yeah.
Playing some Mario Party mini games.
Didn't you tell me she started crushing on Dee Snider from Twisted Sister?
For a little, just on a couple songs.
Just a couple songs.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But I do think there may be a possible crush on Paul Stanley.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, wow, you know, really? She's crushing.
But he's got a body built for sin and an appetite for Tash?
Yeah, I don't know if your daughter should be looking at Paul Stanley that way. Like, so, why do you like Paul Stanley? Well, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. You had a good Christmas. I got a Nintendo Switch. I've been pretty pumped about. Been playing that a lot.
But it's cool. They're really nice.
Yeah.
It got me inspired. I've been playing a lot of Marissa's Switch since Jason got his. So I've been playing a lot of cards.
You guys could play...
We played
with each other.
We played Kart together once. We tried to play Party, but we have different Mario Parties. I have Mario Party Superstars.
Superstars.
Whereas Jason has, I don't know, Mario Party 10 or...
It's just called... I just typed in Mario Party on Switch. It was $60.
Well, next time I'm over, I'll look at it, and we'll try and sort it all out.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get down to the fat and skinny of it. Right?
Yeah. We'll get down to brass tacks over there.
Yeah.
Get y'all sorted out.
Well, I hope everyone out there had a good Christmas.
No, I hope you had a bad one.
Yeah.
It was kind of a bummer to not do a Christmas special because, I mean, I don't want to brag, but I feel the three of us know a lot about Christmas specials and how to put on a damn good Christmas party special.
Yeah. We do know a lot about Christmas. I've watched a lot of Christmas specials.
Because I know if we ever got to do a proper Christmas special, we'd probably turn into be like half musical.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Unfortunately,
song breaks and stuff like that. So
we'd put it out as an album.
Yeah.
We'd sell it on CD.
Yeah.
Christmas specials are almost like in a TV show.
Yeah.
I think they're kind of like the Halloween episodes where they like kind of leave the story and wild things happen.
Just gonna have fun with having Santa.
Usually Santa's ends up being real in the TV show and stuff like that.
Parents are just like, oh, wow, I guess I never really thought about where all the presents come from.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Tool Time has a good, they do always do a Christmas
episode. Is there a part right at the end where it's like, Santa isn't real, and then you hear sleigh bells and ho, 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 and kids like looking up in the sky being like, wait a minute.
Yeah, gunk, gunk, gunk. It's out on the roof.
I'm trying to think if they did that. I know Fresh Prince does that.
There's like a million, every show did that.
Yeah.
That's such a cliche.
Full House did it. Remember, they were snowed in at the airport.
Oh, I skipped that episode.
Oh, that episode. I remember that episode as a kid.
Yeah.
I did not like that episode.
Like, everybody is snowed in, but everybody just cares about how bummed Stephanie is that her Christmas is being ruined.
Because they're supposed to go to Disneyland, aren't they?
Something like that,
to Disney World or
for
land.
For fuck's sakes.
And then in the morning, the conveyor belt turns on, and I think there's like... presents on the conveyor belt.
Get the fuck
only
out
for
of
the
here.
Tanner family. No one else in the
only for the Tanner family. Oh my God.
Everyone else is just sitting there going, well, at least that kid's happy.
Yeah, thank God that Stephanie girl. I'm pretty miserable, but
right.
Jeez, my goodness.
Dude, Full House has some bad, bad writing.
Sometimes when I'm watching a theme or a TV show, I will skip the Christmas episode sometimes.
If
Halloween,
not
so much.
If it's not Christmas time, I don't watch the Christmas episodes.
So, well, maybe next year we'll get to do a Christmas episode. Kind of bummed we didn't get to see Santa or anything this year.
Yeah, I feel like since we've started the podcast, Santa Claus stopped by at least once every Christmas.
Yeah, I think he has.
The 1 year he came by twice. What? What the?
Oh. There's no way he's showing up now.
That is, this does sound like the regular old Santa noise.
What?
Silent night.
Oh, no.
Olive Club.
That doesn't sound like Santa.
Oh, hey, guys.
Zach Wilde. Oh, jeez.
Wait, what did you say? I'm Santa Claus, guys.
Hey, Santa Claus. Zach Claus.
You know, I just wanted to swing by because, you know, I just felt bad. Wait, where'd Josh go?
He went to the bathroom.
Where's my number one fan?
He's, you know what, Zach? He left the room because he's kind of embarrassed. He got a new Zach Wilde tattoo, and he just went in and said,
"Yeah,
I want a Zach Wilde tattoo."
Okay.
And the guy goes, "How do you spell it?" And Josh goes, "You fucking know." Okay. And the guy spelled it Z-A-C-K-W-I-L-D.
Yeah.
What the?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to.
You're going to have a talk with that.
Yeah, you are.
Tattoo. Okay.
But what do you care? You're not Zach Wilde. You're Santa Claus.
You're Santa. Yeah, you're right.
What do I care about? Okay, I feel a little better now.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you feel better.
Well, Zach Claus, I mean, did you bring my anything
whole purpose,
for us?
Yeah, my whole purpose for being here is I feel better doing a little stuff by the Christmas. And I know I probably sent a few things to Josh, but I didn't get like a thank you card yet, but...
Well, you don't typically... Anyway, yeah, so...
We're dudes. We don't send thank you cards.
You're right.
You don't send thank you cards to Santa Claus anyway, but whatever. Yeah, whatever.
It's his job. Yeah. It's like giving somebody a tip for ringing you out.
It's like, it's like giving... It's like, thanks, Jesus, or whatever, you know? Anyway. You got presents?
I got some presents for you guys.
Yeah, cool.
For real?
I hope you like them, you know, because, you know, I'll sit up in like LA, I mean the North Pole, and I'll be watching you guys.
That's weird opening a present this.
And, I know.
Yeah.
But don't open it yet.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
It says from Santa, but it looks like Zach was scratched out.
Is that really what it looks like? Yeah.
Sometimes.
It's funny. Yeah.
So, but, you know, I'll sit up at the North Pole and I look down and I see that everybody's just playing this Nintendo Switch.
Whoa, yeah.
In lieu of you guys getting Nintendo Switch, I all got you guys something that I just know. From the bottom of my walking wall heart, you're just going to love it.
Okay.
So, on account of these three guitar squeals, then you can open them. Okay. One, two, and three. And go for it, guys.
Okay. Did you bring one for Josh?
Whoa! Yeah, I'll leave it here on the table. I'll just open it for him. I wish I could open a gift right now, so.
What did you get?
I got Mario Brothers.
Hey, I got Super Mario Brothers, too.
Whoa. Josh, it looks like he got the same thing. Well, I just know you guys been really liking playing Mario, and this one looks like it was really realistic, so I don't know if it's for the Switch or if it's for, like, Xbox One or something. But I don't know. It said it's a blast on the front cover, so maybe you guys want to try this one out.
Dude, Zach, I think this is
the movie. But it's still cool.
Is David Arquette in this?
No.
So you're telling me you don't like it?
No, I like it a lot.
I really love it.
Okay.
You know, as soon as we're done recording this, I'm going to watch this. It's not a video game, though. It's not for any console, so.
Well, it says right on the front, this ain't no game.
Yeah. It does literally say that.
Well, Zach, sorry, we're not trying to, like, downplay the gift.
We love it. It's awesome.
We love it.
It's awesome.
Well, then my follow-up question right is, was going to be, would you guys want to, you know, watch this movie right now?
With you?
Because I'll just chill out in the bathroom for a couple hours, and then when they're ready.
You probably got other kids to visit.
You got other kids to visit.
Oh, right. Santa Claus, you know, I just got to...
You're Santa.
Isn't, like, Pantera... playing somewhere that you
gotta go. Shit.
Yeah, don't you need to go take care of
my
that?
Phone's been ringing all day.
It's probably
like,
Phil.
Fucking yeah. Phil's probably gone.
Yeah, he's a real dick. He's a real dick. You're going to have to deal with that guy. All right.
Well, you better go.
Merry Christmas, all right. Santa.
Ho, 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 guys.
I hope you have a great 2024, buddy.
Hope you, Happy New Year. Yeah,
I'm
going to
see on tour, right? I think we're going to be doing a couple Black Label days from like Jimmy Ivory.
Oh, man. All right, Zach, the door's right over there.
Bye, mate.
Oh, man.
Are you ready to leave yet?
Yeah, he's gone. But he gave you a present.
Whoa, is this the new Mario Brothers game?
No, it's the movie.
Cool.
From like the 90s.
Well, that's still cool.
Is it 90s?
Yeah, it's in the 90s, yeah.
Well, I've never seen it, so cool.
I haven't either. Yeah, well,
I've never seen it before.
No, I don't think I've ever watched this. In
I remember when it came out.
Yeah, I remember when it came out. I remember thinking, that doesn't look very good. So we'll give it a whirl. Maybe
Bob Hoskins.
Yep.
John.
We're related.
Leguizamo.
Leguizamo, yeah.
And
yeah.
Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we should do a watch along and we'll force all of our listeners to just listen to the movie.
Oh, man. You know what? That's a really good idea. You could sync up the movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Be good.
Yeah. Yeah. So everybody at home could watch Super Mario Brothers
with us. Yeah.
With us. Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
So you think you're gonna write Zach a thank you letter, Josh?
Yeah,
I've been holding off. I've just been embarrassed about the whole tattoo thing, and then just every time I get like a queasy feeling in my stomach every time I want to reach out to him.
No, I wouldn't.
Because Well, I heard you guys tell him about it.
Right. Yeah, he seemed really disappointed.
He's just upset somebody wouldn't know how to spell his name.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not
which
like
is weird because he's not actually supposed to be Zach Wilde. He's supposed to be Santa Claus.
But he thinks we don't know.
Somehow he thinks we don't know.
He's in so many bands, it's like he gets his personality.
Maybe that's it. He has split personality disorder. Yeah. Wow. Zach, I hope you get better, man. Anyway.
Yeah, anyways, after that, let's go to commercial break.
Sure, commercial.
Come back, do some fun stuff here
hell
on the podcast.
Dog.
How's that right. sound?
Hell yeah, dog.
Los Lonely Boys.
Let's fly away to segment two.
One.
Why this?
Hey there, pretty mama. It's me, the King Elvis. Come on, check out my new podcast called It Ain't Nothing But a Podcast. Come on, guys.
Oh, I get myself a big old banana and peanut butter sandwich, and I just sit on the toilet and I eat it.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby mama. I'll be karate chopping that peanut butter sandwich. Karate chopping one half.
I might even give me a scarf and throw it to some pretty lady in the crowd. Hey, pretty mama. Hold on. So come check out my new podcast called It Ain't Nothing But a Podcast with me and Elvis.
Don't you go anywhere. Al and the podcast will be right back.
Next time on Album the Podcast, Jason gets mad at France.
That's it. I'm calling them freedom fries.
And Winfield orders at a restaurant.
I said, Idaho?
Utaho.
Anyway, I got the baked potato.
Spuds and more, only on Album the Tatercast.
Buckle up and hang on tight. The discovery of a parallel universe launches you into the adventure of a lifetime. Mario and Luigi, two wacky plumbers, undertake a daring quest to save a princess in Dinohattan, a hidden world where the inhabitants evolved from dinosaurs.
Mario, Bob Hoskins, who framed Roger Rabbit, and Luigi, John Leguizamo, regarding Harry,
face deadly challenges from a diabolical lizard king, Dennis Hopper, Hoosiers, and must battle giant reptilian Goombas, outwit misfit thugs, and undermine a sinister scheme to take over the world. Blast off for nonstop excitement with Super Mario Brothers, a live-action thrill ride that dazzles moviegoers everywhere.
I like how it says dazzled, like it's past tense, like it already did. Like,
they're letting you know, people like this.
Yeah. You're not going to get dazzled. But they were dazzled, you're not going
to
get dazzled.
You don't need to be dazzled.
There's no dazzling. Well, you dazzled? I wasn't dazzled. No dazzling. I never get dazzled.
were dazzled?
Who's Mario? Is he?
Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins.
Yeah, remember the guy from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, the like cop? You know, the detective?
Yeah. I don't like the way Luigi looks either. Like,
yeah, they look like fucking...
Luigi's not supposed to be like
I was
going to
say some really bad Jim. I'm like some glad I good looking myself.
Young guy.
Whoa, my DVD's autographed by John Howe.
Hey, oh, wow. Man. John Howe?
Yeah, John, how did you even return this back?
Wow, John. He was a big deal.
Yeah.
In that household.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this movie looks real good.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
I don't know why, you know... Well, anything, really. It just doesn't really make any sense, but yeah, it'll be great.
I thought a funny watch-along podcast would be for us three to watch Rush Hour, the first Rush Hour.
Oh, God.
Nice.
I don't know if I can do it. Yeah.
A long time. I don't know if I've...
You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. Do you understand? But no, I did it. I did it. I just did my impression of... what's that?
Jackie.
Thanks for all the kicks and movie flips. Yeah. Shouldn't have done that.
I would like to do kind of like a mystery theater kind of a thing.
It would be great.
It would be fun.
Yeah, I know.
Just rip off their format, basically.
Are we sitting in front of the TV or?
Or just audio?
I don't know. It could be audio.
Yeah.
If you did audio, it'd have to be. You'd have to figure out a way to do a countdown so people actually could watch along.
They do that. They do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah,
because it helps to be able to see what's going on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Riff Tracks, which is what they did after MST3K, Mystery Science Theater 3000, whatever. They originally just gave out audio.
Oh, okay.
And were like, hey, sync this to whatever movie that you're,
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool. But
Rush Hour. I don't know.
Rush Hour. I don't know.
I know. We might have to watch Shanghai Nights.
Okay. Or Shanghai Noon.
Ooh. Well, you know. Ooh.
Who's the other guy in
Owen
that?
Owen Wilson.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So you either got to do Wow. Or
Wow.
Wow.
Or Chris Tucker. Which is more annoying? Owen Wilson or Chris Tucker?
Chris Tucker is probably...
He's more annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say so. They made like three of those things, didn't they?
Yeah,
I think they did.
Sure.
Rush Hour 3.
Yeah. We didn't need three Rush Hours.
No.
I don't know if we needed...
I don't know if we needed two. One.
One,
I don't know.
Really? Yeah.
Well, probably, yeah, one. You
at least one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Had to get it out.
That had to be like... Yeah, there was like a marketing think tank at some, fucking studio somewhere. And they're like, all right, look, we put like a martial arts guy paired with the most annoying black dude you could ever think of.
Is he a cop?
Yeah, they're both cops.
Yeah,
they're both cops.
I bet in the beginning of the first one, it's just like, Johnson, you're working with Lee. Or what?
I don't want to work with that. I don't want.
Yeah.
Blech. Because no doubt there's something that happens that they don't get along in the beginning, but then get forced together.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. What else could it possibly be? By the end, they're like, you're not so bad. Don't cancel me. I'm sorry.
Cancel.
I can't do a Jackie Chan impression. I can't do a fucking Jackie Chan impression.
You're allowed. It's an impression of a celebrity.
At least I'm not doing like my Cheech Marin impression.
Yeah.
That one's real.
Speaking of cop movies, since I had it in the playlist here, put this on.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there was something.
Yeah, so I never seen Beverly Hills Cop.
I don't think I've ever. Wow, no. We're touching a lot of movies that, you know.
It's
wow.
The winter. That's what you're supposed to do in the winter.
Catch up on your stick.
Play Switch and watch shitty movies.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought this movie was really good. I got pretty into it as soon as it kind of started.
Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop.
For anybody who didn't know.
Yeah, and it took me by surprise of all the swearing that was in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, Eddie Murphy.
That's like his gimmick in the
80s. Man, fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, but, pretty shocking stuff at the time, I think.
Yeah.
Judge Reinhold, he's awesome in
that movie. I love Judge.
Yep.
My name is Judge. Yeah, Judge was great.
Super good movie. So as I was watching it, I was just like, because it's, I think it was like 84.
Yeah,
it came out. Right. And just thinking of other 80s movies and stuff. And like, so 80s movies always have like big police car pileups.
They do that.
Yep. Yeah. Always tons of those things.
Yeah. Swimming pool scenes. There's always like a girl going in or out of a swimming pool.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
I've always thought it's kind of hard to have examples. I think I only have like two, but like getting big things of ice cream, I feel. And ice cream is a big 80s movie thing.
There is a lot of ice cream in 80s movies.
Like Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
And
they made an entire movie called The Stuff that's essentially about ice cream.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Huh. It's a horror movie. And everyone's eating the stuff, and it's like, it's ice cream, essentially. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's an ice cream scene in Karate Kid.
I think there is a Karate Kid.
Or they're
cream
at least
scene.
Like, let's go get ice cream. It was the 80s coffee. Let's go get a coffee.
Yeah, sure.
Let's go get ice cream instead.
The other thing the 80s does is lots of montages.
Yeah.
Tons. Ooh, yeah. Just every movie had to have a friggin' montage.
With like a cool song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like the highlight song of the film is the montage song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this song is in the whole movie. It's pretty cool. I didn't realize that it was.
It was basically like the score almost. Yeah.
Now, is this the song that Peter Griffin does like?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do it. No more Family Guy references. No more.
No more.
Remember that one Family Guy episode where like Stewie? Like,
then you start, because then it turns into impressions.
Yeah.
I'm Stewie. No, don't make me do it. Don't make me do it. Wait, what was I singing for a while? That it was like, I was like, this is my impression of John Lennon singing.
I was just thinking, I'm like,
and then everyone was like, that doesn't sound like John Lennon. It sounds like fucking Stewie Griffin. God,
ground control.
Do you really want to
hurt
me? Do you really want to make me cry? Yeah, that was it. And everyone was like, I was like, yeah, that's John Lennon. Like, no.
It's Stewie.
It's fucking Stewie Griffin.
Dressed and doing an impersonation of John Lennon.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Stewie Griffin dressed as John Lennon, dressed as Boy George.
George! This is my impression. Okay, so to further clarify, whenever I do that from now on, if I ever do it in front of people, I'll be like, all right, you guys want to hear an impression? This is my impression of Stewie Griffin doing an impression of John Lennon singing Culture Club.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doing an impression of Boy George. Do you really want to hurt? All right, I'm done. I'm never doing that again on here.
No more Family Guy.
No more Family Guy. Yeah. Do you guys remember? That reminds me of that one episode.
Remember that flashback? We're like, this reminds me of Darth Vader when Darth Vader stopped for shoes.
No, that sucks.
And then it flashes back and he's like, I'm Darth Vader and I'm buying shoes.
We're never doing that.
No.
We're done.
Oh, and like 80s movie stuff too, there's always like...
Oh, yeah, 80s movies.
That's how we got here.
Yeah.
Like the dumb cop. There's always like dumb.
Mm. Yeah, dumb cop.
One serious one and one kind of dumb.
And dumb ones. Yeah.
Originated from like Of Mice and Men type of thing, like that.
Yeah, probably.
That character balance.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, like, I'm the smart guy. He's the dumb one.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm trying to think, but
other cliches from the
80s. Other cliches, I know there's a bunch.
There's always big sunrise shots.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, lots of those. The big sunrise or big sunset. Anything that'll get that. That like far away horizon line with the character silhouetted against a very large setting or rising sun.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a real 80s aesthetic.
There's some great cinematography in a lot of these movies.
Yeah,
it's
it was right when, you know, the age of the music video had just appeared, you know, so the quick cut was kind of just, that's why montages came along. So, you know, it was a changing world of entertainment in the 1980s.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people who hate the 80s who are like, I hate everything about it, all the aesthetics and qualities of the 80s. I'm like, yeah, that's dumb. Yeah. It's cool.
See, I'm not too into like movies from the 70s. I don't know many. Well, none that I like rewatch. Unless Jeremiah Johnson is from the 70s.
It is.
Then that would be my favorite 70s movie.
Yeah. That's a weird pick.
I love that movie.
That's a Bill Hopkins
that's where
movie.
I knew it was him.
Like, I knew he liked it.
I think I like it because there's, like, no talking.
Yeah,
there's hardly any talking.
I watched it once. It does not talk. There's, like, it goes on and on and, like, nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he gets married to the Indian Native American girl.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And they don't even talk either.
You're not allowed to say, Indian, man. Well, you mean like, whoa, 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 or you mean like dot in the middle of your head, man?
Never mind. I'm going to.
Here's some 80s music here. This is Kenny G.
Oh, nice.
Mercy, mercy, mercy.
Who did the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack? Was that?
It just says.
Whoever. Okay.
Harold Faltermeyer.
Okay, never mind.
Axel Foley is his name. That's a good
Axel Foley.
Axel Foley, that's a good one. Beverly Hills Cop.
Is that his real name?
In the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Yeah. What's his name? Eddie Murphy's name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
Couldn't get it out.
I started watching the second one, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't into it. The first one just feels natural.
Yeah,
it feels more real.
It was a kind of an original idea at the time, you know.
Well, you know, all number two movies are like, all right, let's redo the famous scenes, but a little more cartoony.
Yeah. Except for Ghostbusters 2, which is an absolute masterpiece.
Right,
it is a good one.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest sequels of all time.
Like Wayne's World 2 is a good one.
The best sequel.
Where they don't like just redo old jokes.
No, they try to cram as many new jokes into it as possible.
Mike Myers is probably killing not redoing a joke because, you know, every Austin Powers movie redoes a joke.
Oh, yeah, always.
Love Guru even takes the moly.
Did they really?
Yeah. Well, that's where the mole.
And I'm pretty sure they did it twice in the Austin Powers franchise.
Yeah, I can't think of what the joke was in Austin Powers.
No, the first one doesn't have any moly-molies. But then I'm pretty sure the second and third one both have moly.
Yeah, the mole is from Austin Powers, but Guru, I think, has
another mole thing.
Like that same gimmick.
That's fucking lame, dude.
Oh, yeah, because Wayne's World 2, they do the eye for detail thing, but they don't do that in the first one. They don't do a lot of jokes like that in the first
one. The first one is almost could actually happen. It's so real.
Yeah,
the first one's more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
It was like more of a movie.
Yeah.
The second one's just kind of like,
right.
Here's a bunch of sketch ideas. Yeah. Let's throw them at the wall. Yeah. And
they all stuck.
Oh yeah, they all they all work. I mean, look, there's no the plot in that movie's like, who gives a shit?
Yeah,
Bobby Kahn. Okay, you know.
Yep,
that's dumb.
Yeah, I mean, if you really think about it, the whole storyline of the second one is Wayne has a dream to put on a concert.
Yeah, which is a joke, by the way, that he's dreaming about Jim Morrison and a naked Indian. That's a joke.
Right.
They were like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if Wayne, like, hey. And they're like, okay, all right, how the fuck does that make a story?
See, that is true because the whole movie, you don't really know if it's even real. Like, well, did he really have a dream?
Yes.
I mean, well, he did have a dream.
Yeah, he had a dream.
Yeah, because Del Preston also had the same
dream. He had the same dream.
Whoa!
Whoa! Hey, how did we get from talking about 80s movies to inevitably coming back to Wayne's World? We got to stop doing that.
90s. That
reminds me of a Family Guy episode. Where?
Yeah. Remember the one where Brian's like, hey, that reminds me of the time that Darth Vader...
Why you always go to Darth Vader?
I just feel like all star. They just yeah, it's they always like that to,
that'd be like if an Ewok went to military school
or something.
God damn it! I fucking hate Family Guy. All
right, and Ewoks too, right?
You know, I do hate Ewoks.
I didn't think you liked Ewoks.
No, Ewoks suck.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, folks. Get over
that
it.
That had to have been to get like a new audience. Like
there was a couple of reasons why they did it, yeah, but ever it's bad. It was bad. It was ugly and didn't work, and it looked stupid. And Care Bears in Space, fuck that shit.
Care Bears in Space.
I'm pretty sure that's a movie too.
I believe it is a movie. Yeah, Care Bears in Space.
So Josh, see you fumbling around with some paper.
Yeah, what do you got? What do you got? Josh?
I wrote down a list.
Oh boy, are you checking it twice?
Don't say
yeah, we don't want Zach Lodge to show. Unless he's going to bring us another movie.
Yeah,
my ears are itching.
Hey, you do a pretty good impersonation of Zach Lodge.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess I never thought about that before.
That's weird, huh?
Yeah.
We have to try that more. Yeah. No, I wrote down, because this is not the season roundup. That,
okay.
The next episode of the season, the
is
final.
The
of Album the Podcast.
Of Album the Podcast.
So what are we going to do? How are we going to work that?
I don't know. But I wrote down something that I was about to say, and I'm like, well, that's kind of more something you talk about on a season wrap-up.
Okay.
But this would be a nice 2023 wrap-up.
Okay.
And I wrote down a list of dead people.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So.
People we know or.
Sad. That would be sad. But no.
Yeah, that would be really sad.
No, these are people we don't know, so who cares? So we're so we can
fuck them.
We can make fun of them.
Yeah,
okay.
Good. I can't wait to rip on these dead fuckers.
Who do we got?
What song is this?
It says Indiana Jones by you and Omar.
Oh, listen to this.
Bitch, I'm in the field. Nigga, call me Indiana Jones. Feel like Soulja Boy
today. Get the fuck out of it. Somehow I think I've heard this before.
I thought it actually. It looked. I thought I was like, when did I put this on here?
No. Come on, dude. No, dude. Stop.
Yeah, this dude cracks me up. And songs are pretty short, too. If you don't give up on rapping, I swear one day it's gonna work, man. Yeah, and I think that's the end of the song.
That is the end of the song.
All right. I might go listen to some more of that.
You know Miles, yeah.
Oh. I'll put this down to Goblin Town, but the Winfield sent us today.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, while Josh goes over his list of dead people.
Okay, here, this person died. Suzanne Summers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Suzanne Summers has great thighs.
That's what the video says.
That's a deep cut right there.
Yeah. Forever immortalized in the My Van video.
That's right. A good show. Three's Company is a great show.
Yep, Three's Company is a good show.
How many seasons
she
on
Step by step. Step by step.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's on, I think, 4 seasons.
Wow.
Yeah. Then leaves. And I didn't know until she died that she left the show because she wanted to be paid as much as Jack Ritter.
Wow.
Huh.
John Ritter, yeah.
Jack.
Was his character's name, right?
What is
Jack Tripper.
Jack Tripper. Tripper. Yeah. John Ripper.
You know, sometimes I wonder, I'm pretty sure John Ritter was kind of just
Jack
playing
Tripper.
Himself.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah. Yeah. But I thought that was pretty cool.
That's cool.
I could kind of see them being like, her being like, I'm basically the face of this show.
Yeah, she's the draw.
So I want this much money, and they're just being like,
nope.
No. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, which part of it's cool?
Well, I guess cool that she was like, I want this much money.
And they were like, fuck you.
And her being like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It probably hurt the show.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
She was the best looking one out of all the...
Well, Joyce DeWitt,
I mean, of her character.
Of the blonde.
Yeah, the next blonde came
in. Yeah,
Joyce DeWitt, that's a whole other
episode.
Thing, yeah.
Man, poor Joyce DeWitt. I think she's dead, too.
Yeah.
And I think John Ritter's died.
Yeah. He died the same day as Johnny Cash.
He did, and everyone was like, oh, Johnny Cash. And I remember being like, yeah, oh, John Ritter died. And I was like, fucking who cares? John Ritter, good. And I was like, whoa, no.
Right, Three's Company, get him out of here. Yeah.
Three's Company.
All right, Josh, sorry, that was number one.
Yeah, that
okay.
was one.
Another dead guy's Matt Perry.
Oh,
yeah. That's a sad
The Chan one. Man.
They have the Chandler. Chandler Bong.
Chandler Bong. Could I be any more dead?
Could I be any more bloated and floating in the swimming pool?
Ooh.
Oh, no, I shouldn't have said that. That was pushing it.
Oh, we're really getting canceled this week.
No, but I don't know.
You can't say stuff like that, man.
Yeah. See, I would listen if Jackie Chan told me to not say
it. I can't do that one. I'm not allowed to do that one.
Okay. Which I didn't know this.
You would listen if it was Jackie Chan. Yeah. Cheech Marin.
No.
He sucks.
Another person. I didn't know these next two people were this year. Jeff Beck and David Crosby.
So David Crosby,
you know, he finally cut his hair.
Oh.
Have you guys ever heard that song? I almost cut my hair.
No.
It's an old Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song.
Yeah, I don't
know. It's actually kind of cool. All
right.
Jeff Beck was awesome. He's a good...
Yeah, he was a great guitar really player. He was in the Yardbirds.
Yeah.
So he was great. I don't really have anything mean to say about those guys.
No, not really.
Not mean, but like, you know, like, Jeff Beck.
Yeah.
Or he was good at guitar. David Crosby was what a songwriter.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Buffett, on the other hand, he died this year, last year.
Yeah. You know what? I can't be that mean because I know a lot of people that love Jimmy Buffett, and I don't love Jimmy Buffett.
No,
never liked his songs. That whole aesthetic is not my shtick.
No.
I don't really relate. Nice. No. I like this song.
This seemed like a good song to have on over top of a list of dead people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jim Buffett. A real bummer. And before I get to the real bummer, Bob Barker.
I forgot that. I thought he died years ago.
He probably did.
Probably. Probably.
You think he got frozen? You think they froze his head?
Probably. Think they might have.
Yeah.
Just his head.
Yeah. Is Drew Carey still the host of that show?
He sure is. Good for him.
Bob Barker was probably frozen with his microphone.
It probably was. Yeah. Yeah.
They froze his head and then his hand holding the microphone.
That was it.
Does Drew wear glasses now?
Yeah.
He still does the glasses bit?
Yeah.
He lost a bunch
of weight.
But
he's real skinny. Yeah.
And got like a weird haircut.
Yeah.
He looks real odd.
Huh.
Kind of looks like Bob Barker.
Yeah. Probably part of the job.
Yeah. They're like, he's slowly transforming into Bob Barker.
Yeah. It's like Tim Allen and Santa Claus. Like, he just slowly is turning into it. Like.
Yeah. Huh. Damn, I forgot Bob Barker.
Papa Chicho. Remember that part? Remember that part in Stitches?
Was that in Rush Hour?
No. There's this part. Never mind. Yeah.
Paul Rubens.
That one. Hurt.
That's the actual
bummer. That one hurt. Yeah. I really think Pee Wee Herman is really fucking funny.
He was the one when he died out of the whole year. It was kind of like,
Yeah.
That was the bummer. Poor Paul Rubens. He got thrown under the bus in the early 90s.
Yep.
Because he wanted to,
a normal person at a theater.
Well, I mean, that's a little, but either way. A totally normal theater.
Watching The Lion King. What's wrong with watching The Lion King?
But here's the deal, dude.
Rubbing one out.
There's the Lion King. Yeah. Nothing.
Nala, man.
But you're
she is hot. Oh, God.
But you're for real not allowed to do that at a porno theater?
I guess not. It's not. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it has to do with, like, they caught him, and they were like, hey, mister. And he was like, and they were like,
Matt Ray Romano.
They were like, you're kicked out. He's like, I know you are, but what am I? And they're like, wait a second.
I know you are.
Yeah. And they were like, wait. I think I've seen this bit. Are you Paul Rubens? But look, he made a career out of playing a child, you know, being a kid. And I think it hurt him. Like,
that hurt most. Yeah.
Yeah.
It hurt right here, and I'm pointing to my heart, you listeners.
It hurt. It was a sad... It's sad.
Yeah. But we recently watched Mystery Men, and he is like... Oh, he is like the star
of that.
The human
spleen.
Yeah. He's like the star of that movie.
He's funny, dude.
I always want to watch that movie, but I'm always like afraid to put it on.
Why? Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's...
It's not very good.
Right. And that's like... probably why.
Can I see this? Yeah.
But you know what's weird about that movie? The first time that All-Star gets used in a film. Years before Shrek.
Whoa.
Smash Mouth
That
All-Star?
Is so freaking weird because what song I was pulling up.
Get the fuck out of here.
Because that dude died this year.
Oh, my fucking God.
That is coming all full circle.
That is so weird that you said, and I was typing in All Star as you said All Star.
Dude, that is magic.
That is so weird.
I don't know what kind of voodoo shit is going on here.
What was in that pizza, bro?
Man, the years start coming and they don't stop coming.
Oh, jeez.
That was the Bob Marley special.
That's what Paul Rubin said.
So, that's
oh man, that's funny.
Who else we got?
That's
dead?
It. That was the last guy on my list.
And I was
Smash
looking
Mouth
up
guy.
Smash Mouth guys.
That's what I wrote.
Yeah, right.
I was looking up Shrek merchandise the other day.
Why?
I don't know.
You never know.
You know, it
just
might,
to see.
You might see something cool.
Well, they had like the Shrek shirt as a T-shirt.
Damn.
Like a tuxedo shirt thing.
Oh,
but it looked
I've seen that.
What Shrek was wearing.
Yeah. Dude, that's kind of a good shirt.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
No, it was like that price range where you're like, I kind of want it as a joke, but if this is a serious purchase.
So you're saying it's a little overpriced?
All right. We're moving on.
Yeah. I'm making pancakes.
Waffles.
Hey, Eddie Murphy, and we were talking about it.
Yeah. Oh my!
Shoot,
I bet my neighbors hate me when we do this.
I'm sure they do dumb stuff too.
Yeah, that guy. No, it doesn't. He's a piece of shit. Anyway, hope he doesn't hear this podcast.
Man, you know what really bothers me?
What?
What grinds your gears?
Well,
stop.
It still happens.
Stop.
No, you're right.
That's a Family Guy reference.
It still happens, but like when people, well, yeah, because of AirPods, when people are talking on the phone with not holding the phone to their ear.
Yeah, I can't stand that.
And you're just like, who are you talking
to? Who are you talking to? Yeah.
And then they're on the phone.
Yeah. I hate
super
that.
Annoying.
It is annoying. I really dislike that.
Or possibly even worse, when you're in the store and they are talking on speakerphone.
Yeah. I don't want to hear your private conversation.
That's a pet peeve of mine. People who like talk to people on speakerphone.
Not doing that in public.
In-store conversation should be, oh yeah, bread? Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
What else do you
need? That's
it. Got it. Okay, bye.
Now, I have walked around like Giant Eagle shopping and talked to my brother. But I'm not a loud talker, you know? I'm perfectly capable of like, I know, blah, blah, blah. I talk quietly.
Yeah, I'm in the cereal aisle. This stuff's overpriced.
That's what people are like out there.
Yo, yeah.
Yeah.
It's awful. Where was I? I was out recently. Oh, here we go. We're another
Family Guy.
We're just launching into our old man. Like, well, I just the other day, I was out in the world, and there were people out there, and they were all living their lives. And I was like, hey, this is inconveniencing me. That's no way to be.
No.
But still. They're out there, living their lives, inconveniencing me. I don't like it.
All in my way.
All in my way, making noise, smelling. People are smelly, okay?
Yeah.
Go out there.
Yeah.
You go out in the real world. There's some smelly
people. Dude, when you're out in the real world, no rules, just right, Outback Steakhouse. What the fuck am I talking about? Anyway, you go out there, there's stinky people.
Well, when you think about it, we hang out with each other often, and we all smell great.
Well,
of course. We have Sauvage.
We're all Sauvage.
We're all Sauvage every day. way.
Yep.
I want to smell good if I'm when I'm hanging out with my homies. Oh, I don't know about other friends.
No.
Man, I work from home and put it on every day. I just like smelling good. I
go to work and I walk out of there smelling like a garbage can. But by God, when I get there and nobody's there to smell me,
you smell good.
I smell great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, there's something about in the morning getting freshened up and smelling good.
Love it. I love walking out that door smelling like Sauvage.
Yep.
I really do. That's stupid. Anyway, what are we doing? Should we get out of here? What do you got?
You got something else, Josh?
I don't. That's it.
That was a good one, though. I like the dead people list.
Right.
That's sad, but.
Yeah.
I think there were other people. But
a whole bunch of people, but.
A whole bunch. Those are the only ones that matter.
I mean, the people that we would all have something to say about.
True.
That's a lot of people. A lot of, like.
It wasn't any real big ones, though, you know?
Like, no.
No Michael Jackson equivalents.
Yeah, no
true.
David Bowie's or anything
like
that.
Yeah, nothing like that. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I feel like when somebody like that dies, there's like a weird funk that stinks up the town, you know?
Yep.
I was just, here's another thing that's making things all funky and stinky. Why am I on this stinky thing? Anyway.
It reeks.
Well, it smells like a big brown turd because it's the Browns losing.
Oh, dude, geez. You're right. Browns lost.
Whenever they're like in the
dumps,
Browns fans, they're being Charlie Browns out there, and they are, it's just my life is harder when they're bummed out.
Yep, you open up a social media thing and you're like, well, the Browns ain't doing good.
Yeah, seriously,
just better not post on game day.
No.
Unless it's about sports.
Watching people on social media who are sports fans is like hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
Because they're like, how is that not? Who are you talking to? Right. You get like one like on a post like that. It's like they get so mad and there's no one around them to say anything to. Yeah. They're like, what? That was pass interference. These fucking refs or whatever.
Must get this thought out.
Yeah, it's like, nobody, dude, nobody cares about your couch, you know, commentary about fucking professional sports.
Yep.
And like, well, because, you know, football's just as nerdy as talking about music and artists and stuff, but they're just, it's what, more accepted, more the norm or something?
They're just, yeah.
Because I was at a little party last night, heard some guys, I don't know the name of the quarterbacks. I'm just going to make up a name.
Okay.
So, I mean, all they got is Johnny Tomatoes, and, like, who else do they even have?
Sounds about right.
Well, you know, they got Derek Floppernops on the quarterbacks and Stevie Schmitz on the running back. They do have them.
Yeah, that's every conversation about sports I've ever heard.
Yeah, no, they're never happy.
No, they're never happy. And here's the thing. Here's the other thing. The players, the coaches, the fans, this is what, if you take everything they're saying and boil it down, all they're saying is, yes, our team needs to score more points. Yes, we're aware that.
Right.
That you need to score more points. If we could score more points, we would win.
We'd win more games and have the other team score less.
If they were less good at scoring points and we were better at scoring points. It's like,
that's how all those sports interviews are. Like, you know, after the game, what could you have done better this game?
Well, we went out there and, you know, we moved the ball down the field, but they just were protecting that ball real good. It's like, for Christ's sakes, you're not saying anything. Yeah, if we got it in the end zone, but they were trying to keep it from the end zone.
We were trying to get the ball in the end zone, but it's like they didn't want us to get the ball in the end zone.
They were really against it. And the fans, and our fans were here, and they were like, put the ball in the end zone. Yeah,
they were really wanting us to get the ball in the end zone.
But we just couldn't get that ball in the end zone.
That's so true.
It is true. Yeah. All right.
Let's go to the next segment on that. That's good stuff.
Cool.
All right, guys. Segment two coming up.
touch that dial. Album the Podcast will be right back.
Oi, this is Virgil Pytonstairs of your favourite rock band, the Bloody Blokes. Catch us in concert next weekend at the Filthy Mug in downtown Birmingham with special guests, the Blimey Blokes, and our good, good mates, the Bleeding Blimeys.
New from Pendant Publishing, an all-new audiobook by Raymond Romano. Everybody loves Raymond but me.
Chapter 3. For the next 6 months, I would sleep on the couch of the Everybody Loves Raymond set. Turns out, I really do hate my parents.
Everybody Loves Raymond but me. An all-new audiobook by Pendant Publishing. Available now. Hey, stick around for more Album the Podcast.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That guitar kit.
Nasty.
This is 70s, maybe?
Yeah, it's like 69, 70.
Okay. Because the cover looks old, but also could be like some indie hipsters.
An Easy Rider band.
Yeah. No, this is legit. Italians.
No, if it was an Easy Rider band, it'd have them all dressed in 70s clothing on the front cover.
Yeah, on the front cover. Yeah.
True.
And the album's called Look at Our Clothes.
Look at Our Clothes.
So, Josh, you've been getting into audiobooks.
Yeah, I was just...
Audio slave.
I've been really into the audio slave. Damn, man.
You've been a slave to the audiobooks. An audio slave, if you will.
No, I've been listening to a few of them because on Spotify there's a bunch, and when they're read by the author, I'll read it. Like I just saw in here, this is Rob Halford's book, and he does it. So that's pretty cool.
Ooh, what's that book called? Ram It Down?
Yeah. It's called Confess.
Ooh, there's an implication there.
Yep.
What are you confessing, Rob?
Yeah.
What are you confessing to, buddy?
But I was just saying, you know, there's the Dave Grohl book.
Oh, yeah.
Called The Storyteller.
Oh, goodness.
And then The Storyteller Expanded because there's more to the story.
See, now, Dave Grohl, yeah. I will admit, is a hard guy to not like because he's... You watch stuff, and he's humble.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy. Seems.
Right.
Like a nice guy.
But, like, he's not old enough to be the storyteller yet.
Yeah. Right.
No.
I feel like it's not there yet. There's, like, this thing where it's like, okay, so all the rock and rollers are dying off, right? You know, the Rolling Stones are going to disappear here in the next few years. Those guys are old. They're, like... going into their 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And it's... Where's that void filled by? You know?
Like, once they're gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl.
It's going to be filled by... And it's like somebody from up on high came down and was like,
when the Rolling Stones are all dead, you will be the most important rock and roller in all the world.
And Dave was like, hell yeah, I will be. Thank you.
Right, right.
Yeah.
In Grohl's name, they will trust.
In Grohl's name, they shall trust.
What was that Pledge of Allegiance? That Super Monkey. Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the state of rock and roll.
The best part is getting, like, slightly ripped on for having a spoken word intro in our album. But yet,
yeah, but he has that.
But his album had a child.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows what we're talking about. But
yeah,
we can't get too deep into it. Yeah. But,
maybe one day. Maybe.
Yeah.
One day we'll tell the tale of the. Did we tell the tale of the Battle of the Bands in Pittsburgh?
I don't think.
That's a whole other day. Anyway, what the fuck were we talking?
Dave Grohl.
Yeah, I
watch stuff and I like
him. He's fine.
But he's like the ambassador of rock. I mean,
yeah, I don't like that. I don't like... Who made him that? I didn't make him that.
No.
Like, whenever...
He plays with everybody. whenever a big rock guy dies, you know he's going to be telling a speech.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember when me and Lemmy were hanging out and...
Yeah, but see, there's the problem with that, though. Like, there's dudes out there that die all the time that, you know, they were actually, like, made very important pieces of music.
Right.
Well, nobody gives a shit about them.
Yep.
You know? That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
That bums me out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, he's, like, the only person to induct people into the Hall of Fame anymore. Dave Grohl.
Yeah. The Rock and Grohl Hall of Fame.
Oh, Dave. Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
What would Dave Grohl's ice cream shop be?
I don't know.
Why would you even think of that question? You
I don't
fucking
know.
Weirdo.
I don't know.
What would like if Dave Grohl had a bike store? What do you think? What do you think would be in the window?
A monkey wrench.
Yeah, I was trying to think of an ice cream pun off of a
Grohl,
song title or
Rocky
something.
Rocky Grohl? No, that's garbage. Big meat.
Well, he does have a song for a sandwich shop, My Hero.
Damn! He does.
There goes my hero.
That works.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, we might have to redo that song to be about making sandwiches.
Yeah.
Like Ryer the Kaiser
type
of thing.
Oh, God, that's my theme to Rocky V.
Yeah.
Which there eventually a Rocky V did come out, and it had nothing to do with that movie.
No, there was not Fat Rocky.
No, there was not Fat Rocky.
He wasn't even working at a deli or anything.
No, he wasn't. And I love that song. For people who don't know, Weird Al on his album In 3D, which came out in like... 86 maybe.
Yeah.
That's the album that Eat It is off of. He has a song that's set to the tune of Eye of the Tiger, and it's called Theme to Rocky V or Rocky VI maybe. I forget.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I can't remember either. But
Rye or the Kaiser.
Rye, yeah. It's the Rye or the. But it's all about him being fat and working in a deli.
Yeah. So that'd have been a better Rocky movie. He's like working at a deli,
yeah,
out of shape. And he has to get back in shape.
And they're like, Rock, you gotta stop eating this Capicola every day.
It's weird that Zach Wilde and Rocky kind of talk a lot alike. Isn't that weird?
Like, yeah, it's like if you add a lot of gravel to it, yeah.
Where's Zach Wilde from? I bet he's a West Coast.
Yeah, I would think.
Pennsylvania, probably.
Pennsylvania? Yeah.
Born and raised in Pittsburgh.
Well, I was just going to say, he might be a Philadelphia.
Yeah.
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 Because that's what Rocky is, and he sounds like an idiot.
Yeah. Well, I can't watch Rocky because of that. He just talks
the whole movie. Yeah. What?
It drives me nuts.
Yeah,
that's why I like Rambo. He doesn't talk.
He won't shut up in Rocky. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, he wrote that. Like, Rocky's his thing.
Yeah.
He wrote that script, I'm pretty sure. Rambo, he didn't write
Talking about more 80s movies, huh?
Oh, that's weird.
Wow. Crazy.
Well, it's a circle of life.
That's right.
And
well, that was a fun podcast.
Yeah. We'd been off for a while. Sorry, folks.
Yeah.
Life gets busy. We're adults. Shit happens.
Yep. Standing tall.
Yep.
Standing tall.
Just keep an eye out. Albums putting some music out here.
Yeah.
And, a
couple months.
Yeah.
Yep. And we'll be wrapping up this season of the podcast
up. I think we'll make the next season probably correspond with coming back and playing shows so we can promote those. So
right.
Yep. It's all about promotion.
Yep. It's all about promotion. It's all about lining our pockets with fucking cold hard cash.
Yep.
You know, it's all about you giving us your cold hard cash.
Yep,
that's what we're about.
Yeah,
that's what we're all about.
So go to albumtheband.com. Yo, go to albumband.com. Check out that. Click on that link. This shit's going fire straight to the top, baby.
That's
yeah.
Yep.
Hunt it.
Hunt it.
Yep. Well, that was a fun time, guys.
Yep. Fun.
Please, thanks for listening, everybody, and tune in for the next episode that'll be wrapping it up. Who knows what we'll get into on that episode.
Jeez.
Season finales. Those are always special, too.
Oh, those are big ones.
Yep.
Yeah.
Always big.
Who knows? Anything could happen. A whole a chorus line of guest stars could show up.
Might be a two-parter. Might be have to be to be continued. Then it picks up.
A to be continued?
We've never had a to be continued.
I know. You know?
It just ends with like the sound of like a car screeching and a wreck, and then like gunshots. And
Winfield, no!
And then to be continued.
Oh, okay. Let's save that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Cool, guys. Well, let's wrap it up.
All right, ready?
Get out of here.
Bye. Right.
See you later, everyone.
See you later.
Alligator.
Crocodile.